Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Artists Helping Artists. We are the number one art show on Blog Talk Radio. This is Leslie Seda in South Pasadena, and I have my marvelous co-host, Margaret Sheldon, on the line. Good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning. I'm great. I was listening to the radio this morning, and they said today may be the best day of the summer.
No way.
Yeah. It's absolutely gorgeous. There's zero humidity. It's about 74 degrees now, and it's heading up. It's just gorgeous. So great.
And
that changes my entire mood. When I wake up and there's... had a long talk last night. I had some friends we meet for dinner because one gal's got the most amazing roof deck in the city of Boston. And so we were, having our dinner and talking, and it was phenomenal sort of hearing that some people like their windows really, really dark to sleep and other people like to, see the sun in. If it was up to me, I wouldn't have a single thing covering any of the windows in my bedroom. I love being... Do you like it dark?
I do, definitely.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I was a farmer in another life. I want to get up with the crows. Maybe not before them, but certainly with them.
That's classic.
What's been going on?
So,
you're busy. You're packing,
oh my gosh.
Aren't you?
Pardon?
Yeah. You're packing.
Okay, this is a really funny story. I have been planning a trip to Taiwan to watch my son play volleyball in the World University Games. He was just selected captain, too, so I'm super excited.
Aww.
But my husband couldn't go because he says he's already taking 50 weeks of vacation this year, which is an overstatement, but, And earlier this week, I'm leaving Friday. Earlier this week, he says to me, "So when are you going?" And I tell him, and he goes, "Wait, you're not. I thought you were gone for 2 weeks." I said, "No, it's like 9 days." He goes, "Well, I think I could go." So I'm now going to Taiwan with my husband, which is so great because the couple I was going with, I just didn't want to be their third wheel for 9 days. So it's just taken on a whole new meaning, and I'm so much more excited because Taiwan's a big place to be when you don't speak Taiwanese or Chinese or whatever it may be.
I think we know that almost anywhere you travel, somebody will help you out because they'll speak English.
I know.
So you're going to be fine.
It's hard.
What an adventure.
So trying to get everything done to leave is a little bit crazy. Not that they don't have internet there and I will have time, but I don't want to be spending hours on the computer every day when I'm on vacation. But it's really exciting. So a couple things. I do have space, a little bit of space, not a lot, a couple spots available in the marketing boot camp that I am doing in September. And the beautiful, you want to mention the area since it's in your neck of the woods, my friend?
Oh, sure. It's on the Cape. It's in Hyannis, which I have to say, because we frequent that area a lot, my kids will all tell you that there's a JetBlue will fly right into Hyannis if anybody's looking for that. But it's also very easy just to, either drive or take a whatever down from Boston. But it is gorgeous. It's, I hate to say it, but Hyannisport, we all watched, the Kennedys and Camelot.
Yeah.
And Hyannisport's a pretty special part of the Cape. It's centrally located. It's beautiful. That's where the ferries go out to Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket. And tons of really great restaurants. And since I'm probably going to be there, right, Leslie?
You are going to be there.
That's right.
Not an option.
I think there's a good chance that we will. There's a couple of places I've already got on the you must see list. So it'll be fun. It'll be a lot of fun.
I can't wait. And the dates are September 24 to 27. You can just go to my website, sayitastudio.com. And look at all the information. But you guys, I rented this Airbnb house on the water. It's gorgeous.
Oh,
and I'll never forget because I was looking all over Cape Cod to find a spot, and I just booked it. And then I sent the link to Margaret, and Margaret goes, "You did really well for someone from California."
I thought there's
a shabby area in Cape Cod. I don't think so.
Let's just put it this way.
Good.
Some places are more scenic than others, and you certainly picked one of the prettiest views I've ever seen. So, yeah,
yeah.
It's going to be great. And the weather should be even better. So we'll have to come up with all sorts. I'll tell you, there's a French bakery in Hyannis. I don't even want to say the name, but trust me, there will be croissants.
Yay. Well, that's in preparation for all my trips to France to visit my son when he moves there September 4th. Yeah.
So now let's
okay,
talk about the next thing that's happening in September.
Yes.
Because
September 1st, 30 paintings in 30 days. If you go to my website and you can click on 30 and 30, all the information is there. You can sign up on the website. I just finished it this morning and someone already signed up. I'm so happy. I'm going to do an email out shortly to all of the people who participated in January. But you guys, this is like mind-boggling. It's really an incredible thing, and I'm doing a huge project with a whole new line of art, and it's going to be featured in I'm going to be introducing a painting every day in September for this, and I'm really excited, and I'm really nervous.
Oh, I think it's going to be great. This is one of the – I'm going to fess up. I always start out with the best of intentions, and then life gets in the way. So I can't honestly say that I've ever finished 30, but I've gotten close,
and
I don't feel guilty about
it. That's all that it's about, Margaret. Get close.
Absolutely.
That's all you have to do.
Even if you take a couple of days off, it doesn't interrupt anything. You just jump right back in. So it really worked for me in terms of that. And the other thing it did is, and I'll be honest, it just drove the traffic up to my website. What better incentive than to get more eyes on your paintings?
I agree. So. And I have to tell you, the thing about the boot camp that's going to be so interesting is I'm writing a whole new section on Instagram because I have personally learned so much in the last 6 months. I mean, it's kind of amazing. And, I can't even tell you. I'm so excited to share what I've gone through with my whole new Instagram account and how I've got so many followers. And it's really kind of cool.
Now, let's see. We started the same week, and I'm very proud to tell you that I am hovering near 400. I think I have 397.
That's fantastic.
Now, tell us.
18,300.
Yeah. Okay.
And
that's the difference between paying attention to it.
No, but these are genuine, organic followers, which means every single one of them was earned one at a time.
That is
great. And it's pretty darn exciting. So I'm super happy about it. Super happy about it. So, yeah.
Well, good. So speaking of Instagram, we're going to talk a lot about Instagram and some other cool things folks can and should be doing.
And one of the things that I've learned about Instagram is how amazing the people are that I've met and how many people have gone out of their way to share my feed and how much it has helped me. I mean, it's literally every week, almost every day, I'm blown away by the generosity. And it really got me thinking about what this show is all about. Artists Helping Artists has been our name. That we're in our seventh year of a weekly show, which means how many...
Yeah, a lot.
350 shows recorded. I mean, that just blows me away.
That's great.
My gosh. But we are Artists Helping Artists, and it's really the premise this show was founded on. And for 7 years, it's been an amazing experience. And it was all started based on the fact that I was friends with some artists, and we were in different locations, and we wanted to have the ability to share ideas. And I was blown away by how talented all of them were, way more talented than me. But I had a bunch of marketing experience, so I was like, okay, let's start this and let's help each other. But what I was thinking is if all the artists who listen to this show, which is about 20,000 a week, if we all made a commitment to share and help each other, I think we could honestly make a huge impact. And I know people do this already, but this is a little different. This is making a concerted effort and maybe even putting together a personal plan that, hey, I want to share an artist once a week or I want to share an artist twice a month, whatever it may be. And I really think that alone right there could be huge. I really do.
All right, well, this is going to be fun. I guess the question, and You know, one thing I want to say is whenever I am talking to artists, they all say, or I shouldn't say all, but many of them will say, well, I'm not really doing, you know, Instagram. I can only handle Facebook. And I try to explain that they work differently, and it doesn't take a lot of time. But the question you have to ask yourself is, like, what can you do to spread the word, you personally, if you want to tell sort of everyone you know about some of the artists you've met who's, maybe you haven't met them, maybe it's just someone whose work you really admire for any number of reasons. The question is, how do you sort of spread the word? And I think you know from listening to this show, our answer is going to be you do it through social media and blogging. I mean, of course.
Yeah.
But there are some really simple ways, and I want to stress the simple, because this is nothing that requires any advanced knowledge. These are simple tools to use. And there are ways that you can share sort of information and images from the artists that you want to help promote. And just so you know, a lot of artists, a lot of people who put anything in social media are really into reciprocating. It's sort of like a handshake. And the nice thing is, sort of through your generosity and, you know, spreading the word, you will see that you will become better known as sort of a happy byproduct. So we're going to tell you how to do this.
So we're going to start out with kind of like 11 different ways we think you could promote another artist. And as Margaret mentioned, a lot of these include promoting yourself, but that's not why we're doing this. We're doing this to promote others. And I'll give you an example. The first one is creating an Instagram share group. And what this is, and in fact, I just got invited to join one, and there are 5 people in it, and on a particular day, we're still trying to decide which day, it might be Thursday or Friday, we are all going to share one of us in the group. So the 5 of us will do a post on our Instagram saying, oh my gosh, you know, you should check out this feed, look how beautiful this, you know, person's work is, and in this case it's all about interior design and home decor. And then the next week it'll be someone else, and eventually my turn will come up. But it's just a fabulous way to have this group where we're all supporting each other. And having a specific group like that is wonderful. So if you've got a group of artists, and by the way, I've never met any of these people in person. I only know them online through Instagram. But if you think about the artists that you know, grab some art friends and say, hey, let's put together a share group on Instagram. And what you can do is you can create a group on direct messaging. So you guys can all communicate, just the 5 of you or however many are in your group. And you can say, okay, it's Friday. Today we're going to share Leslie's art. And everyone does that on their page. And it's just the nicest thing. And it can help you tremendously. I mean, I'm in a group with some women who have like 100,000 followers. You know, and my 18,000 followers is nothing compared to that. So I'm just thrilled that I'm part of this group. So it's just, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, is it ideal if they are sort of maybe geographically diverse? Because then you'd be showing the, you know, whoever selected that week, their art would be spread out. I mean, you don't, you know, I think it probably defeats the purpose if it's 5 of your closest friends, because chances are you'd just be showing it to each other. Is that true?
Exactly. Yeah, and one of the things that is so fun about this is the fact that you can find people who you admire and you know of, but they're not in your circle of friends. Because you're right, there are some of us who all have the same friends on Instagram or on Facebook. And if you can do this specifically with maybe people who reach different groups of people, then it's advantageous to everybody. And having a share group is, and we're going to get a little more specifically into it on how you do this, but it's just a great way to support other artists, and certainly you get your turn. So it's a complete win-win. And people do them all the time on Instagram because they're so, it's just such a great way to spread the love.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the name of the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just, and honestly, who doesn't love seeing something that's you know, sort of fresh and different. I mean, sometimes it
yeah.
really does catch your eye. So even as the person looking at what's being posted, I kind of get a kick out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it, so I guess that says it works. The
yep.
next thing you can do, and this I think will appeal to the people who are comfortable with Facebook, is you can start up a Facebook group. And I went in this morning to look at what groups I have actually sort of joined, and it's really sort of fun when you look at them. I mean, you can start a small group, you can join a larger group, but whenever a group is doing the posting, it's the same notion. It gets out there to viewers who maybe would never see what you're working on or what you're part of, or vice versa. You'll be able to promote things that maybe you would have never come across before. So in your Facebook group, you can actually choose a group or start a group that has maybe a diversity of styles. And I think that's sort of a fun thing to be posting anyway. People get tired, I think, of seeing us post the same, here's my painting, here's my painting. And
mm-hmm.
it's sort of refreshing to share something outside of maybe your own studio.
Yeah. And I wanted to add that some people may think deep down inside, but be afraid to ask to say this, is why would I share another artist when, you know, my collectors and other people are following my social media? And here's the thing. Be smart about it. You may not want to share a person who is a direct competitor of you and paints the exact same thing you do. That's your choice. But there are so many artists. I don't have a problem with that because I think everyone's different and we all have different audiences. But if that bothers you, don't worry about that. So if you're on Instagram and you want to share another artist, try something different. Try an artist who, if you paint traditional landscapes, find an abstract artist, find a still life artist, find a portrait artist, and put
mm-hmm.
together a plan. If you're going to share, like, okay, I'm going to do this once a week for the next month. And the first week, have an idea, say, I'm going to find a landscape artist. And the second week, it's going to be a portrait artist. The third week, it's going to be a sculpture. And it would be really nice to kind of have that plan, because if you don't have a plan, you'll forget to do it. And it is so much fun. It is so rewarding to know that you're sharing somebody else. And I don't know. It's like one of my most favorite things I do. It really is. And encourage when you do it.
I think it comes from the right place. Yeah.
Yeah. And when you do
it,
encourage other people to share.
Oh,
that's a biggie.
Kind of interesting.
So number three is share, but encourage everyone else to do it as well. Because if you say, okay, today I'm sharing this artist, I'm spreading the love, I think she's amazing, da-da-da-da, and I challenge all of you to do the same thing today. And that's the whole pay it forward thing. But really,
yeah.
if you're going to do something like this, challenge everybody else. Kind of like what I'm doing right now. That's what Margaret and I are talking about.
Kind of like it.
I know.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. The fourth thing we're going to say is that it's a great idea to create a theme. You know, maybe you start to, either in your blog or posting, have it be labeled as your Friday favorite, you know, the surprise on Saturday, whatever. But you could pick one day a week and you could feature a different artist. And you can do that on Instagram or Facebook or your blog or all of them if you don't mind clobbering people over the head. What I suspect is that, you know, all of us need a plan to handle social media. If you're trying to sell your art, if you want people to see your art, you know, you need to have some sort of a regular plan. We've talked about that all the time. But this, I just want to stress, this doesn't take very long at all. It's minutes. And if you make it part of your weekly schedule, I think it'll just roll right off. I honestly think there's more good art to share than we can even dream of. And it's kind of fun to have a mission to go out and find more.
Mm-hmm. And if you decided to do that, like Margaret said, and it was like Friday artist favorite or my favorite Friday artist, come up with a hashtag that goes with it. And what you want to do is put the hashtag in and see if there's a million posts already. But if there isn't, just grab it by using it. You can't like secure mm-hmm. it for you personally. And use that hashtag. And when you encourage other artists, ask them to use the hashtag. And over time, people may just go to the hashtag to look for all these great artists that you're sharing. And
oh, that's
it's
a great idea.
Another way to kind of take it to the next level. The fifth idea is to interview an artist and feature that interview on your blog. And everybody's always looking for blog content, right? Because we're trying not to just say, hi, here's my painting. So,
true.
if you interviewed another artist, you know, once every 2 weeks, once a week, whatever it may be, it's just a great way to get to know another artist, share what they do, and also it gives you a great blog content. And I can't tell you how much readers love that. They really, really do.
That's a great idea. Truth is, we're going to ask the kinds of questions that everybody wonders about. So it's a win-win for the artist, for the reader, and for the person doing the posting. You're bound to learn something.
So true. So true.
Okay. Now you can also, the sixth one is kind of fun, you can post a comment right on your Facebook page that features another artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can be as simple as just commenting on them and saying, you know, you should check this out. Obviously, put the image in, because images are worth a thousand words, I've heard. But
right.
I think for somebody who's feeling overwhelmed, that's a really easy way to share. Just put it right in your, you know, daily what's happening.
Excellent. Okay, the next idea is to create an art train. And you're wondering, what the heck is this? This works
I
on
am.
Instagram. And I'm going to tell you, somebody came up with the idea, now there's a whole bunch of interior design trains. And here's how it works. You get a group of maybe 10 artists, and you need a really fabulous graphic, really nice picture that says something like art train. And what you do is you say, okay, we are 10 artists, and we are looking to find new accounts. So go through here, like each one of our accounts, leave a comment on our accounts, and go through the whole train. And once you've done the whole train, then you're eligible for all of the 10 artists to find and feature their favorite artists. And so what happens is you, as a host, will get a whole bunch more followers because someone has to follow you to be eligible. But then you get a chance to feature other artists. And most of the people that do these feature the artists on their Instagram stories. And it's just really fun. Like, there's a bunch of them, and I'll go through and follow the people, and I find the best new accounts. It's unbelievable.
Huh.
So an art train, if you want to, you can.
Art train.
It's like a train. There's 10 people that have built the train, and then anybody that wants to hop on just needs to make sure they're following each one and make a comment, and then the people who are part of the train group will go through and they'll find some new accounts that they're really excited about or even ones they already knew about, and they'll start sharing them. And it's a complete win-win. It's the greatest thing to do. Does that make sense? Ask me any questions if it doesn't make sense.
Okay. Art train. Of course, I didn't Google it. I popped it into the search box on Instagram, and I got a lot of images of trains and trains with, you know, graffiti art and trains. So I was like, no, I've got to figure out another way to get in there.
You could try interior design train, and you'd probably have more luck because I haven't seen any art trains on Instagram yet, but there's a bunch of interior design ones.
Bad. I'm looking.
Yeah. So,
there's a lot up there.
Okay.
Holy smokes. Although also interior design schools popped up, so there you go, training for interior design.
So it's just a really cool kind of fun way to do something, and you'll get a lot of followers in the process, and you'll find a lot of great accounts that you can share. So.
Okay. Is that the same as share for share?
No.
You know where people put that in? All right. You're going to explain that to us later,
I am going to explain
share for
that,
share.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. As long as you're looking at your Instagram, and I hope everyone is looking at their Instagram because it's the easiest way to follow along on this, you can go ahead and share another artist's painting. It's easy to do. You know, you can write a little story maybe about where you saw it or why you wanted to share this particular one. Just make sure, you know, as always, that you give credit to the person We don't want anybody thinking it's your painting. But that's the sort of thing that can really start generating a lot of traffic for somebody maybe whose paintings aren't getting seen so much. You can sort of lend a helping hand, put it on yours, and see if you can't get a few more eyes on the artist's Instagram page.
I'm going to tell you a really interesting thing that I've noticed in the interior design Instagram world. There are quite a few accounts where all the person does is share other people's photos. Maybe they live in an apartment building that they don't have. They don't think there's a single picture they could share. I have no idea. But what they do is it'll be like you. Like I've seen some that are named like farmhouse favorites. I'm just making that up. And every single picture is someone else's picture, full credit. They tag them. They talk about them. They have the most gorgeous feeds in the world, and yet none of them are their own pictures. And they're really, really popular. They have thousands and thousands and thousands of followers. So if you think about that, you could have a hugely successful Instagram account with tons of followers just by sharing other people's art.
Ooh,
and putting yours in there every once in a while.
Yeah. It's almost like you're curating something that you're presenting.
Exactly. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
My heart goes out to galleries because this is the sort of thing.
But you're not selling their art. You're just featuring it, which
is
different.
You're just promoting it.
Yeah, you're just promoting it.
Now.
Yeah. So I think that's kind of a cool idea, and I think there's a really exciting opportunity there for people to build their accounts, but also, of course, share other people's art, which is really wonderful.
Sure.
Another thing you could do is hold a small giveaway and ask each person who enters to share the name and link of a fellow artist. Now, I do my 12 Days of Christmas every December, and I usually one day, in order to be eligible for the giveaway, you have to, on my Facebook feed, share the link and the name of another artist, which is kind of cool. It works out really, really well.
Really cool.
So
yeah.
I love the fact that that is an option that you can do to help promote other people's art.
Can I tell you the truth? Whenever I see giveaways, I am, like, lured in. Just
I thought you were going to say you're totally suspicious.
No, especially, well, with all these calligraphers that I follow, and some of them are, like, unbelievably talented, and they'll give away, like, really wonderful supplies or different. I'm always entering those. I think, sure, I'll share it. Are you kidding? I want that. So
yeah.
Yeah,
and I've actually won two. I've won two in the last 6 months.
That's
a whole bunch
fantastic.
Of good stuff. Kind of shocking.
Ooh,
really surprised me.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm going to admit, I did win one.
Impressive.
It wasn't the best gift in the
I
world,
love that.
But I was still excited. It's true. Okay. This is something that we've actually done shows on, and I can speak to the worth of a mentoring group. If you create an art mentoring group, you have the opportunity to get to know however many people are in your group, but a handful of other artists work really well. And think about the opportunity that gives you to sort of, with personal knowledge, right? Not just someone whose art you like, but someone whose art you kind of know. You could sort of share their successes. You know, you could post, I'm so proud of so-and-so, isn't this an amazing award, or look at this great painting, you know, whatever. But you'll be writing from a very personal point of view, which I think that adds, honestly, a little something to it. You know, in a mentoring group, that's like just one more reason a group of artists mentoring one another is a good thing. But the opportunity to share sort of the work of the painters who are closest to you, you know, the ones that you really have been in the struggle with them, is, I think, a unique opportunity. And I think we should all do that, even if you do nothing else.
Got it. Okay, the last one we're going to mention is what Margaret brought up, and we're going to talk a little bit more specifically about this later in the show, but it's called Share for Share. And Share for Share is when you can reach out to a fellow artist and say, hey, I'd love to share your account. Would you like to share my account? And I do them all the time. I have people reach out to me, and in the beginning, I reached out to people that had like 50,000 more followers than I did, and they all said yes. I mean, I think they felt sorry for me.
Well, that's all right. Everybody starts, right?
I know, exactly.
Yeah.
And people were like, sure. And then, you know, these people with these huge followers would share my account and it was just like unbelievable. And it was so exciting for me to be able to share them. And when you do that, you can always use the hashtag one to follow. And it's hashtag one to follow, all one word. And it's just a place where you can go when people recommend someone that you should follow.
I like it. Well,
yeah,
these are all like pretty easy but pretty fabulous ideas. We did think it would be important that we help our listeners figure out how you can easily share and promote some fellow artists. And the first thing you need to do is find the other artists whose work you want to share. And the way you do that, this is such a word that doesn't show up enough in the art world, but you do it with networking. And believe me, for some that's really fun and it's like invigorating. You know, if you network, you meet other artists and then you have the opportunity to share their success. The big thing is this is so good for us, for our own architectural life and practice, which is very solitary. For that, you know, you can't bore your friends and family who are not artists, you know, talking about materials or adventures you've had. Networking, I think, is really at the heart of keeping your hat on straight as you sort of make a life being an artist, whether that's a couple of hours a week or it's full time. So everyone should just sort of embrace this idea of, you know, getting together, meeting other artists, and, hey, getting to promote their work, it's just a blessing. So
it is.
We're going to tell you how.
Yeah, I agree. So you want to be sure and approach networking with kind of a pay it forward attitude. So you want to create relationships based on positive interactions and goodwill. So you'll meet amazing people and have really fun sharing in the success of others. I mean, it's like my favorite thing to do. It's why we do this show. You'll also develop some friends through networking who may, you know, be willing to offer advice and help you out with your art career and goals. So it's but just remember, it's just pay it forward. So you need to make an effort to meet other artists, go to association meetings, you know, because they're going to learn tips and resources. You're going to get encouragement from people. There's tons of great discussion. And you need to keep going. You can't just go once because, you know, you need to have a familiar face there and they need to say,
it's
it's Leslie.
Yep.
And the one thing I would do that I would be very careful of is turn off the infomercial instinct. You know how we've all been trained to go in a room and talk about our art and kind of sell? This is not the place to do that. When you're going to these art associations and you're networking with other artists, this is where you want to form a genuine connection with people. Ask questions about who they are, what they do, what their interests are. People are looking to see if they can relate to you. And if you are genuinely interested in what they're doing and you're there to meet artists, not think you could sell your art, then I think that's the best approach.
That is true. I mean, in the beginning, we all have so many questions. The questions never go away. The only difference is that after years of doing this, you start to think maybe you have a few of the answers. But there are lots of people out there who can help you. So it's really wonderful, right, to have people you can talk to, the ones who can relate to what you're going through, your life as an artist. Other artists, kind of, they're the ones that understand the stress of trying to run an art business.
So true.
It's amazing.
My husband doesn't
get it. Wants to hear that? No one. Other artists can also, I mean, this has happened to all of us. Other artists will share tips with you on what works for them. And boy, if that isn't a lifesaver sometime, and I know it's got to have happened to everyone. But, you know, certainly I'm a big fan of associations. I have found a few in Boston that sort of, I love the fact that it gives structure to my week. I will tell you that. But another thing you can do is, I sound like a broken record, but take a workshop. If you can't afford to fly somewhere, you know, drive somewhere. You don't have to go with a friend. It's easy if you do, but honestly, I've never seen a group mix up as much as artists. And the beauty of it is I have never been in a workshop where, you know, sort of after dinner, the talk is nothing but questions and answers back and forth. It's a fun, it's a relaxed environment. You know, you can certainly brush up on your art skills, you know, and try something new. I'm about to go up to Landgrove again in 2 weeks, and I'm a little nervous because it's not exactly the style of art I typically practice, but I'm pretty excited. And, you know, how do you place a value on meeting new people, right?
Yeah.
A workshop is the ideal place
to meet artists
that you can
bounce ideas
off of, swap stories. Teaching,
even
absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I told you last week, you know, this group that was up in Monhegan, two of them were people that I had bumped into at workshops. And isn't that a great thing? And, yes, promote each other's work. It's exciting to see the new artist emerging, but it's equally exciting to see someone who's maybe just come to it, who's been doing it for years, who's teaching the workshop. These are all the ways that you can expand your network. And don't be
shy. I was
in
Idaho last week,
as
you know, for teaching a workshop. And, oh, my gosh, I love these artists. We've done this workshop. This is our third year in a row now. And it's just incredible. The most amazing women, super talented. We had so much fun.
I love it. I know. This is sort of the stuff that makes life fun, I think.
Yeah.
And it certainly makes it easier when you're pounding away with hours on a painting.
Mm-hmm.
So
now you can also...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No,
I was going to say, you can also connect with other artists by joining an association just for artists.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some local ones, but there's also national organizations like OPA, Oil Painters of America, that are dedicated to your specific medium. There's ones for watercolor. There's ones for, I mean, they're everywhere. And just find an association that works for you, and it's a great place to meet other artists. Wonderful.
It is.
Even if it's just online.
You know, obviously this is something that in the last couple of years I've finally embraced. And I think it's important that people, you know, don't a word of caution, don't just necessarily sign up. Try them out. See what the group feels like. Go to an open lecture or go to see a couple of shows. I think it's important to make sure it's the right flavor for you, because some are very, you know, modern, others are much more traditional, and that's sort of a fun learning experience. You start to understand who's painting where. But,
yeah,
you know, there's other ways that these groups and associations can benefit your career, because obviously you're going to make some great connections, right? We know that.
Mm-hmm.
But you also get to attend, you know, sort of product demonstrations. You get to hear speakers, maybe a painter who's talking about, you know, their body of work, which is really fun, by the way. If you can stand it, you'll get to meet the judges of a juried show. I mean, I would never grab a judge and say, why didn't you like this one? But it is interesting to hear the judges talk about why they did like certain pieces. This is like learning continues forever. And it also familiarizes you with the jargon, the language of art. And from there, you can do any number of things. You know, this is expanding your circle. You can, a lot of them do tours, and they also will set up workshops. But there's probably, my guess is, in your local art association, 100 or more artists that you've never met who you might not only hit it off with, but you might find work that is really inspiring to you, and that
mm-hmm.
feeds into this whole thing of finding work that you might want to promote.
Right.
So I say go for it.
Another place is, okay, Facebook has a ton of artist groups. They're like private groups, and they're kind of like online communities. And you can, I haven't been part of any, and I keep forgetting that they're there. And there's groups that are where people share events and calls for entry for upcoming shows. There's tips for succeeding as an artist. And Facebook groups are a great way to connect and see what others are up to in the artist community, and obviously find some artists that you might want to share. So
yeah.
you can go to groups on Facebook and you can do some searches. And then some of them may be private, some of them may not be, but that's how you find them.
Right. That's right. And you know what? Just like the physical art associations, you can find local groups in your town or national groups even that will focus on whatever it is that you, what your genre of painting is. What are you sort of focusing on? And by that I mean it can be subject matter. You know, a portrait painter clearly wants to find a group that has other portrait painters. I mean, that's a no-brainer. But you can also find people who paint only in watercolor, people who only use gouache, people who are, you know, you can sort of limit it in any, or I shouldn't say, refine your search. Just make sure the description of the group, the Facebook group especially you're looking at, sort of fits what you admire, what you, you know, sort of want to be doing, what you need. That way you're going to get the most out of connecting with the artists. I think that's true whether it's a Facebook group or a physical group in your neighborhood, or even if it's attached to a museum. You know, you can kind of narrow it down so it sort of feels like it's the right fit for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so what about the how-to part when it comes to sharing others' artists on social media? So a lot of, I get this question all the time. How do I share a photo on Instagram? So let's say, Margaret, I went to your site and I loved a photo that you were doing and I wanted to share it. Well, within Instagram, there isn't like a little share button, unfortunately.
Right.
So what you have to do is you have to find a post that you want to repost and you have to take a screenshot of the post. Everybody knows how to do that. On your phone, on an iPhone, you press the button on the top right and you also, and the little round circle button at the same time, and it automatically takes a picture of whatever's on your screen and it puts it in your photos.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're going to want to crop it because it's going to take everything on there, and it's not just the photo, it's anything else that's on the screen. So you want to crop it, and then you can repost the photo and or share it on your own wall. Any time, and we're going to get into kind of some specifics on this, but any time you repost someone else's photo, you need to make sure that you give credit to the other artist and tag them as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are some apps, there are Regram apps that you can use that when you Regram something that's basically sharing. I don't use any of those, but I know that they'll simplify the, how to share a post, but I have no problem just taking a screenshot, cropping it, and then sharing it that way.
I have one of those apps. You know, there's nothing like being trapped in a room with a bride and nine bridesmaids to get all your Instagram questions answered. And
yeah.
I finally said to the, you know, the group of 20-somethings, how do I repost? And they said exactly what you just said. You can do a screenshot. And then they convinced me to download an app. The one I have is called Repost. The only advantage is that it's faster. And that's literally it. I mean, if you're, you know, quick on the draw, you're not going to have any problem reposting anyway. And as you said, even the 20-somethings, or maybe especially because they're more clued in, were very clear on the importance of attributing, you know, sort of where you got the image from. And everyone seems to understand that as the rule to follow. So there you go. How do you share someone else's post on Instagram if you want to move it over to Facebook? Now, this is not hard because I practiced it. What you do is you go to the Instagram account or the person whose picture you want to share. And then above the picture, you'll see the three dots. And I have to tell you, once you discover the three dots, it's going to make your life easier if you're not using them, right? I remember the first time I was
something.
Like, oh, what
click
are these
them.
For? Yeah. You just click on the three dots, and it'll give you a little drop-down with a choice. And you you want the option that says copy URL for sharing. And what that does is it just picks it up. And when you go over to Facebook, you go to your Facebook, and you can just drop it in and share it. So it they make it as easy as they can. I don't know if it was that easy before Facebook.
Facebook bought Instagram.
Bought Instagram. But I know it's very easy now, and so I guess I'm happy for that union because it makes my life a little easier.
Yes. So true. Okay, so what about the ethics of sharing someone else's photos? Are there any rules? So I'm going to tell you what Instagram says, and then I'm going to disagree with them.
Then you're going to tell me the truth. Yeah. Go ahead.
They say, no, I'm not, because I can't. But anyway, they say, quote, Instagram is a way to share your life moments through photos and videos, but you shouldn't share someone else's photos or videos as if they were your own. Well, of course, I agree with that. You own the photos and videos you post on Instagram. We ask that you respect other members of the Instagram community and don't share content that isn't yours. If you want to express your excitement over a post, it's best to comment or double tap on the image to like it.
And for anyone who's a complete beginner, I will tell you that if you double tap on an image, it automatically fills in the heart. It will turn red, and that means you have liked it. So that double tap is a nice time saver if you're giving yourself, you know, 45 minutes every day to be on Instagram. You just tick, tick, and you've got it. You can also send a post as a message to one or more people, and you have to use something called Instagram Direct. Posts
it's
send
a little
a direct
arrow.
Message. Yeah,
it's a little arrow.
How do you describe that? Where do you find the arrow, just if someone's looking at an image?
All right, let me just tell you.
I'm going to... Yeah.
So I'm on Instagram.
I'm on it as well.
I've opened a feed, and right underneath the picture, there's a heart, there's the bubble that you're talking to, and there's the little arrow.
Oh.
And when you click on that arrow, it's going to open up people that you've already been talking to in your direct messages, and you can send it
there
that way.
There you go.
And you may have groups.
So Instagram Direct.
Yeah.
Posts that are sent as a direct message, I guess the only people who can see them are ones that are sort of pre-approved. Is that right?
Yeah, that you have in your little direct message library, if
so,
you will.
So then it's just like Facebook, where if you direct message, somebody has to use direct message for you to be able to do it. It's the same thing.
Yeah, but it's part of Instagram. So anyone that has an Instagram account is there.
I think the important thing, right, is to know that if you do send a post from a private account, only the people that have access to that account will be able to see it. Nobody
correct.
Else can see it.
Yeah. Here's the thing. So Instagram is going to say this because they have to protect themselves. But what I have found on Instagram, and this is your choice, I'm not necessarily recommending it, so I don't get in trouble, and that is you can do one of two things. You need to tag someone and give them credit. So if anyone decides to repost one of my photos on their Instagram feed and they tag me and they mention me, it is the best thing in the world that happens. They're not trying to take credit. They're saying, hey, I love this person's feed. Check her out. She's one to follow. I mean, that is a home run. Now, I just last night got a private message from an interior design account saying, hey, we'd love to share one of your photos. Is that okay? So that's a great idea to do that and ask first, but I often don't ask first because the person's so happy that it's not really a necessary step.
You're giving full credit.
Oh, of course. Of course. And tagging someone in an image is not credit. Your photo, you have to tag them in the image, but you have to also credit those in the comments about you can't put a photo and tag it and then not mention anything in the comments about the fact that it's not your photo. You have to do both. You have to tag the photo and then you have to say, wow, this picture from at my 100-year-old home or at Margaret Sheldon art, whatever your, is so amazing and I love it and you guys should check her out. And then they can just click on the little tag and they can go straight to your account. So it's a wonderful thing to do. And I need to do it more often. I really do because so many people have reciprocated that for me, and it's just been amazing, really amazing.
That's
so
a good thing.
In a perfect world, you can ask permission, but as long as you know, if it's going to hinder how much you do it, then I would just make sure you do it right and share away.
And I love the idea of emailing someone and asking for permission. I feel like if you're nervous, that's a good approach, only because it opens that door, too, to maybe
but
another conversation.
Them. Ask them in Instagram.
Ask in Instagram. Okay.
Send them,
good idea.
Send them a message. Go to their homepage, and there's a little box that says send a message. Click on that and say, hey, do you mind if I share your post? That's how you do it, because you don't necessarily have their email address. That's why. If you do it within Instagram, it's so much easier.
Leslie, on my homepage, I don't have send her a message. Guess I should get that, huh?
No.
I really need your boot camp.
No, you do. You actually, it's actually there. I'll show you where it is. Hold on, let me go to your account. Wait, are you MGT or are you Margaret?
MGT.
Okay, hold on.
MGT. I don't think so.
Okay. Okay, so here, if it doesn't, it's actually, I'm on your homepage and it says message right there.
Oh. Well,
go
not
back
online.
To your page. Okay, go on your page, go to the far right button at the bottom and press that.
Far right button at the, oh, you know what it is? I'm not on my phone. I'm looking on my computer screen.
Oh, that's why. Yeah, that's why.
That's why. Okay, good.
You can also go to the little three dots and do it that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a good lesson. Instagram does work best optimally on your phone.
Oh, there's so many things you can't do on your computer. Yeah, you have to do it. You have to use a mobile device.
Good.
I use my iPad because I'm getting blind as I get older, but that's a whole other story.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. All right, we've gone through how you should not rely on tagging and give everyone full credit. And then I think the next point we wanted to make is that it really helps to think of your Instagram feed as a magazine, as it were, for your followers, right? And it's going to last a very, very long time. If you're an artist, you know, you're tagging and you're crediting everyone whose art you post, and that's just a really vital piece to this whole puzzle. If you love someone's work so much that you want to share it on Instagram, of course, you know, you're going to mention them. You're going to hope that they're going to mention you. I know that even with the wedding, I just about died of happiness when those vendors would post back and mention me. It's like, ooh,
home run. Oh,
I mean,
that's
just heaven. But we've gone through what a proper credit means, right? We know that you're going to tag them if they appear in the photo. You're going to give them credit in your little comment box. And really, at the end of the day, that's all you need to do. But remember, another good reason to tag is because it tells that artist, that whoever it is you're featuring, that you mentioned them. Because when you tag them, it's going to appear on their feed. So, I mean, I wouldn't reach too high. I've tried that with, you know, certain galleries. I'm sure everyone does. You tag something, you mention them, and you hope that they'll be curious and look back to see who you are. But it is sort of an essential way to, it, again, I keep thinking of it as a handshake. It completes the handshake. You know, you've reached out, and then they reach out to kind of look you in the eye and figure out who you are. So if there's one thing you're going to perfect, I would hope that it would be that business of crediting another artist or whoever's image it is that you are reposting.
But I'm going to tell you guys something, and you're going to be shocked.
Uh-oh. Go
ahead. There is this thing called cleaning up your feed. Most people will share someone's other account on their feed, and after a short period of time, they will delete it.
Why?
Because you – why? Because
yeah.
The most important thing about this quote-unquote magazine that you just referred to, all those pictures on your Instagram feed, is that it's cohesive and it looks really great. And over, like if someone, if I do a share for share with somebody, they, what I usually do, if they share me and then I share them, I watch their account, and as soon as they delete it, then I delete the post I did for them. And you there's no rule out there that says you have to have these on your feed forever. It's just like if you put together an art train, when the art train is over, you should probably delete that, because you really want to make sure your feed features your stuff over time.
Wow.
Now, if you have a feed that is all about featuring other people's stuff, then of course you won't delete those. But it's something that a lot of people don't realize, and I didn't know that in the beginning. And I even go back and delete or you can also archive them, but I also go back and delete or archive some of my own feeds that just don't look like they fit.
I know what you mean. And in fact, I'm always torn when I see an artist who mixes their artwork with their family.
Correct.
Because it seems like that's an interruption. And yeah, I may go
great
and
example.
Clean up a few of mine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it does look, it maybe it says a little bit about you, but it does look less professional.
Mm-hmm.
You think
yeah.
that's fair enough? Yeah.
Absolutely. And I just think it's really important. In fact, I'm going to look and see if this gal who was so sweet to feature me has yet erased my... I know it sounds crazy.
Does it happen that fast? It does, huh?
No, it's been like 4 or 5 days. And miraculously, it's now just... Oh, no, it's still there. I'm shocked. Yeah, my kitchen has still appeared on her, which is really sweet. But a lot of times... like if I ever do a giveaway, once the giveaway's mm-hmm. over, and we've announced the winner, the next day I usually delete it.
Interesting.
So,
okay.
Yeah, once the winner's been contacted and everything else, I delete it because I don't want my feed to show giveaways everywhere, if that makes sense. So it's
okay.
kind of an
okay.
interesting thing.
No,
but
I have
it's
a
just
new,
important
a new
to know.
Task for the afternoon. Guess I'll be archiving.
So true.
Okay.
So anyway, well, just remember, promoting other artists on Instagram and Facebook is a win-win situation for everyone. And if we all do this, I just think the art world will be a better place. And not only do you create a steady stream of new posts on social media, but you also create a more engaged base of fans. Because maybe sometimes people get bored with everything about us. And when we share
yep.
other people, they're like, oh, my gosh, this is so cool. I want to go back to her feed and see who else she shares. I mean, that's not why we're doing it, but it's common sense. And
that's
I just think it's
absolutely.
Really wonderful to have that ability to be able to share for other artists. And even if no one ever shares you, never, ever, ever, what you've done is still such a great thing. And that should be enough reason to do it.
Oh, I like that sentiment. You may go
yeah.
to Taiwan.
Oh, I'm allowed
word.
Now.
Spread the word. Spread the word of peace and sharing.
I know. But it's just like when we went to New Zealand. It's like a whole different day. And it's, oh, man, it's super painful.
You're
it's so hard to figure
time.
Out what time it is back home.
Well,
you're going to see my Instagram post in the middle of the night and... It's going to be a really wacky 10 days.
Well, what time is it
I just
in Taiwan
to,
right now?
I know. I just have to survive the 14-hour flight. Ooh, I'm just glad I'm not doing it by myself. I'm so glad I have my husband sitting next to me.
There you go.
I want to remind everybody, while I'm in Taiwan, please join us and sign up for the 30 and 30 because it's going to be super fun.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going
on. Are you
going to
do
now.
It, Margaret? Are you going
right
to do
now.
It, Margaret?
Yep.
Are you going to? Oh, you are?
I'll do at least 21 of the 30 of the
which is amazing. That's completely fine.
Oh,
that is so great.
It means
so,
I have to
so
quick
great.
To order panels. Okay. All right. Well, all right. I'm on the mark then. And you have a wonderful trip. Take all sorts of good color pictures of us from Taiwan, and we will look forward to seeing you when you return.
Yeah, it's not like I'm going to disappear. I mean, it's really not. It'll be wonderful from the standpoint that it's just going to be an amazing trip, and I got my phone, so I have unlimited data and calls and everything, so I'm not
yeah.
going anywhere.
Perfect.
You got to love that.
Have a great
so
time.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, Margaret, thank you again. Fabulous show. We will have a show next week, I promise you. And
yep.
Happy painting, and go sign up for the 30 and 30.
I'm there now. All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.